Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan.
It is 9:14. Thank you so much for choosing us. It's 9:14 Depp Marine Namibia Premiership time. It is 9:14. Football is back in this country time. It is 9:14 African Stars versus UNAM time. Listen, I'm excited. I'm exceptionally excited, and we have Ronnie Canalelo, that's the coach of UNAM, in the studio as well as Abuti Maka Bakera, the African Stars mentor. Owens, who's it? How are we feeling? How are we doing today?
Oh, it's Friday. Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Yeah. Abuti Maka.
Yep.
How's the team?
Yeah, no, I think anybody in a football fraternity should be excited. So we're all excited.
That's it. That's the spirit, man. Let's start off with Maka itself. Listen, we've had our issues. We know about the issues. We've experienced them. There was no football for 2-3 years, probably even longer, right? It's 4 years, right? Probably like 4 years. There's no football happening, but now it's back. Depp Marine stepped in, normalization committee stepped in. We all have our views, but listen, how excited is the whole African Stars folklore that football is back finally?
Yeah, I think as I alluded to it earlier now, that you know, despite all the other elements and you know, this humbling and whatever people talking about, the fact that the football is finally back should be an excitement to everybody who really has football at heart.
Yeah.
And at African Stars, our culture is, you know, we are always passionate in when it comes to football. You could also attest to it that even when football was not there, we kept moving, we kept going. We gave a We rebirthed our academy from 2019. COVID came, Saka came, but we marshaled on. We marshaled on with one leg, half a leg, but here we are.
Yeah, so here we are.
Even if you don't have any legs, we get on that pitch because the excitement, you know, kills everything in terms of all of us at African Stars as a family.
Now, check this out, Rudy, man. When it comes to UNAM itself, the structure is a bit different from a club like African Stars, but it's still football, you know what I mean? And you're still in charge, and you are still tasked with putting a team out on Sunday. You told Nampa that you have a young team. Walk us through that.
Yeah, the UNAM's environment is totally different from the traditional clubs, but I'm actually familiar with those type of setups. In South Africa, you have Tax, University of Pretoria, Vets, and it's a similar model, where universities acquire clubs to compete in association football. Coming back to my my young squad, obviously, 90% of the squad is under 23.
Wow, under 23.
Yeah,
you're Ronnie. Yeah,
and then I have 4 players.
Yeah,
who are actually between the age of 25 and 26. But obviously, I didn't agree terms with 2 of the players, so that number has come down to. To 2. So basically my squad is actually made up of a lot of youngsters under the age of 23.
Does this make you happy, Maka? I'm just from an African Stars perspective, does this make you happy? They say, ah, they've got a young squad, we've got a team that's probably gonna walk all over UNAM.
No, man. If you can use the example of Kylian Mbappe. Kylian Mbappe won the World Cup with 18, I think.
He was very young at the time. Yeah.
So when it comes to football, I don't think you have to attach an age element on it. If you are ready to play, in my view, then you can play despite your age. So that we don't have that in mind because, as I alluded to it, it's football.
Here's the thing, though. The key question, and I'm sure every African Stars supporter right now wants to know what the goal is for African Stars this season. What is the goal? Do we want to win the league? Do we want to win a cup? Do we just want to establish the, or just make sure the waters are calm? Let's just see out this season and then we look at next season. What did management say? What is your mandate?
Yeah, I think our mandate, from the team behind the team and the team itself, is just one. We're taking it game by game.
Yeah.
And the philosophy is whatever game we play with whatever team we play, we should come out empty out of that pitch. So we give it our all. And we all know that the industry is a result-driven industry. So we all go out every match to get the result.
Now, Rolly, again, there was no football for many years. There's our chance now again to go to the stadiums and fill them up. It's a conversation that we've had so many times. Stadiums, let's get to the stadiums. What is your final message to every single football fan? Even a non-football fan that just wants to spend this Sunday doing something great, or maybe look nice, have a selfie while at the stadium. Let's invite them.
I mean, it's actually the game is kicking off at 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's actually a perfect
timing. Right? Yeah.
You know, for everyone to get to the stadium on a Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock, the Hacker King of Stadium. To come and witness, football coming back, to our stadiums after 4 years, and to come and see that we really have a good bunch of young, talented players, whose future is being altered by individuals, who only thinks for themselves. I have players who are 19, which means that they haven't played association football. That's 4 years of and some of them 5 years of no football. You know, we went to Angola with the under-23 and our goalkeeper was 18 years old. I mean, when football stopped playing in the country, he was 14. You know, but we took the risk, to throw him into the deep end and say, look, swim. Let's see how far you can swim.
Yeah.
And then we take it from there. But that should be a learning experience. And I hope that that's the case on Sunday for my youngsters and obviously for the football fraternity, to come and just have their Sunday session, afternoon session.
Preston J. Perfect excuse. Man, Ronnie, Coach Maka, my two glorified coaches, we really appreciate the fact that you guys could take the time out to come out, do some PR, you know what I mean? Get people excited, get them behind the game again. Yes, it's been 4 years, but let's go to the stadium. This is on Sunday. Ronnie, thank you so much for your time. Maka, thank you so much for your time.
Goal prediction.
The goal
prediction.
Prediction. Okay. What are the predictions here?
Yeah.
Can you imagine asking the coaches predictions here?
Yeah.
What are the predictions of his?
Can you call my public relations officer?
Coach Maka.
Yeah. This is always the message that I always send, especially not only to the current crop, also from the youth, that, us as coaches, this is my philosophy, as coaches, on the day, the result on the day, you are not in charge. But the performance, we are in charge of it fully.
Yeah.
We all go out in terms of making sure that we get the result. So that comes Sunday, and then you will witness yourself. You don't want to hear prediction and whatever.
Come Sunday,
witness it yourself, and be the first one to tell what was the actual score.
That was the conversation.
I think I have a different view.
You have a different view.
I'll the result is my responsibility, but the performance, it's not my responsibility.
The ones that must play.
You know, the player on the field, you know, the performance is in, that's in his control. You know, whatever happens after the match, after he has given 100% of his performance, whatever the result, me as a coach, that's my, I will deal with it. If it's not good, I will have to take responsibility of the result.
Yeah.
You know, if it's good, the team will take, obviously, the glory of it.
Coach Baga.
Yeah, I hope we had a lot of time. Really. Because when I come in, you know, I can prepare the team so well, or we can prepare the team so well. But when it comes to that final moment, because without scoring, you can't have the result.
Mm.
Okay? So if this player doesn't have the precision in it to do it at that moment, I can shout, I can give the best, you know, I can give the best plan. But if this player does not attach that precision to make sure that that ball goes into the net, who am I that is standing at the touchline?
We finally agreed. Performance is in the control of the player. That's in the hands of the player.
Okay.
Two distinct coaches
with two different philosophies. Man, I'm looking forward to Sunday. This is going to be exciting. UNAM Football Club versus African Stars Football Club. And then the rest of the features will follow through. The Detmarine Namibia Premiership is officially back. And damn it, I'm excited.
Join us at the Tourism Expo at the SKW in Windhoek from 3.